Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here with Jim Wolfie. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm excited to be in here. This is so crazy. You're such a fucking Instagram legend that I can't even believe we're actually meeting and doing content.
I feel the same way about you.
Do you really?
You're a YouTube legend, though. Or maybe just across the board.
I mean, everybody has to be.
This is the only podcast I've ever wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Actually, I've never done any other podcast, so I don't, but I've been asked to, and I've never done it.
Which ones have you turned down?
They're like Australian ones.
Oh. So how much time do you spend out here in the States?
So I come here once a year, roughly. Okay. I usually come in your summertime, but this time I came in your fall. It was beautiful.
Right.
I kind of like this time of year.
Yeah? This is better?
Yeah. And I come up for roughly like 4 weeks at a time.
Okay.
That's the most I can handle.
This is interesting. What do you get done out here, like when you are here? What's priority?
Being away from Perth, my city. I mean, I love Perth and I miss Perth, but it's such a small town and it's so behind the times and they don't really fuck with me like America fucks with me. So
you don't think?
Oh no, they don't.
Why?
I know I have fans out there, but Perth as a whole is such a, it's like an old town.
Right.
It's no influences are respected there. It's like what I do is sort of laughed at there.
And really?
Yeah, if I'm ever in the headlines for anything, which sometimes I occasionally am, the comment section is wild, just absolutely. I mean, it's wild anyway. Like, if I'm on World Star, it's wild anyway.
That's crazy.
But, like, it's a different. It's more like, oh, we're embarrassed to have.
Really? The number one thing that I say and that everyone says about Australia when they come back after the first time, which me and a couple of members of my crew.
Yeah, I heard that you went to Perth.
We were out there for a couple of weeks, and the number one thing everybody says is just, everyone in Australia is so nice, but I guess maybe they're nice to us as Americans, and then they just hate their own.
Yes, because they idolize Americans, and it's different because, you're coming to Perth, whereas, like, or Australia as a whole, but I'm, like, from there, and I don't know. I'm going to say it's, like, 50-50, but, just to get out of Perth is really nice, and I love LA. Like, the weather here is amazing. I always go to this. I stay on the beach, so I stay in, like, Santa Monica area, and I just, like, chill out and I do a bit of collab work, but more so just relax and like.
I feel like here
have no pressure.
In LA, we treat our Instagram models like gold.
Yes,
that's a real career. We all respect it. We all understand
it. It's not a real career where I'm from, believe me. But that's okay because I don't need like validation from anyone for what I do. But
do you think that you would be regarded a little bit differently if you were in Melbourne or like one of the
Sydney and Melbourne definitely have more influencers and people who do social media full time and possibly, but I've never wanted to live there. I'm very close with my family and they all live in Perth and I've got dogs there and I just would never leave.
Right. so you're really married to it. You never. How old are you?
28.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to have moved to LA and completely just decided to live the American lifestyle, you would have done it a couple years ago?
I feel like I should have done it like 25, 26. That was like sort of it's not the peak of my career because I'm only getting more and more, getting more and more followers as the years go on.
But you think that you're starting more likely to like settle down? Like
For sure.
You're trying to reproduce?
I'm building a house right now and I'm building it so I can have like get more rescue more dogs and stuff, so like knowing that I'm committing to that means like it's less likely I'm just gonna up and leave and live the LA lifestyle.
So you're getting to the point where most women start thinking about having kids and you're just like, no, I'm gonna get hella dogs.
Yeah,
really?
For sure, yeah,
no kids.
I already have. This is my boy.
That's dog number one.
He's a rescue boy and I just want to rescue as many dogs as I can, so I'm building a house for them.
Wow, that's amazing. How'd you get into that?
Nothing is more important to me than dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my family, obviously, number one. But, but dogs are just like, I don't know, I have a connection with them. That's like my wolf, my nickname, Wolfie. Like,
that's what that comes from.
I just, I feel like I am.
Right.
Without sounding crazy, like, I just am one of them.
I don't know, you just have a connection with dogs. That's how I feel about cats.
For real?
Yeah.
Do you have cats? Oh, actually, yeah, you and your girlfriend have cats.
Yeah, Tony. I've had them for 13 years and I'm obsessed with them. And I
didn't know they live that long.
Oh, yeah. No, the idea for me is that hopefully he can make it to see me turn 40. Wow. So if
you're 35, right?
Yeah. So if he makes it to like 20 or 21, then he'll see me at 40, which is that's very exciting to me. Just the idea that he could have, because I've had him like, since I was like 22 or something.
Aww,
like I was
that
so
makes
young.
Me happy.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
He really brings a lot of joy to me. I feel like I'm just not a dog person. They're too. Yeah, they're a lot of energy. I like the really low key
person.
Cat. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm like.
Oh, so you
need that energy.
You can't trust someone who's not an animal person.
Yeah.
That's tough for you.
Yeah, it's hard for me to be to really like connect with them or be friends with them.
I fuck with dogs though for sure. I've like had a lot of like roommates over the years who had dogs that I got along with super good and that I like loved them and I would start taking them on walks and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
I just feel like okay, Lou brings his dog here all the time. Lou's not actually over here where I'm pointing right now, but
oh,
he brings
I was
his
like which one's and where's your dog?
He brings his dog through all the time and I don't know, there's not something that like makes me automatically want to connect with the dog, whereas like if I went to his house and he had a cat, like I would be all over the cat.
That's sweet, though. It's still like you connect with animals, and I respect that a lot.
But you had dogs since you were like super young?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my whole life I've had many dogs. I grew up on a farm, so I lived on a farm for like 10 years as a kid. So we had lots of animals. We didn't just have dogs. We had cows and chickens and geese and I am cats, too. Lots of cats.
It's a lot more normal for you to be a dog person than like a chicken lady.
Fuck, that would be weird.
If you're right. But I mean, that works for some people.
I mean, my mom rescues chickens from the like the cages and from them being egg chickens. So she's not a chicken lady. She's a farm woman. But
you know what's interesting is that if I were to have been interviewing you a couple of years ago and you were like, I just want to stay in Australia and blah, 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 I probably would have been like, oh, you're tripping. Like, you need to be in LA. That's where you can make it happen with your career.
The manager would come out of you like, no.
Right. But I don't really feel like that anymore. Now I feel like there's a lot of benefit. Like, if your family is somewhere, that's so valuable. You got, like, being around your family is huge.
They keep me grounded. They keep me very, very, very humble, and which is great. I need that. I think if I moved to LA, I'd be like, yeah, I'm that bitch. But which I am still, but like I can be like that, can do everything I could do in LA in Perth. I guess there's probably more opportunity here in LA for maybe other things, like doing interviews like this. But
it's like you could be like one of the more lit influencer models, et cetera, in that area versus like you moved to LA and there's like 5 million other hot girls.
Exactly, it's saturated here and it would be hard to sort of get a bit more recognized and noticeable out here, but that's cool. Like. Yeah, I definitely don't feel the need to move here, but I love your city for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's really not mine. But if you ever make it to Nashville, New Hampshire, that's where I go.
Where's that?
Other side of the country.
Oh, okay.
And it's,
it's the East Coast.
Yeah, like right outside Boston.
Oh, I was just there.
See, that's why normally when I talk to people that are not from where I'm from, I'm just like, yeah, Boston, like right outside Boston. It's a lot easier for them to comprehend,
I was just, I did sort of an East Coast tour. I was in like Baltimore, Philly, New York, Boston.
You seem like you love traveling based on following you for a few months or weeks or whatever. Like, you're like that girl. You've totally got wanderlust in your heart, right?
Yeah, so I was in the UK, and I've been to the UK, Europe, and New Zealand, and all around Australia. And I do love America the most, except for obviously my home. But America is an awesome country. You guys are very lucky.
Right. So what are you normally doing when you're traveling and stuff?
I'm getting more boring as the years go on. Like,
same. I was just in Vegas for 3 days and didn't do shit.
Fuck yes, that's
didn't
so
have a
me.
Drink. Well, a couple Henny shots, but that's about it.
That's so me though. Like, I found myself just like in my hotel room, my very comfortable hotel room, and just getting like Uber Eats and watching movies. But no, I'm the manager in my head because I am my own manager. Will be like, you need to organize this collab. You need to go out and like do this and this and this. So I'm trying to force myself to do a little bit more, but while I'm traveling, like I said, I like to relax and just find some awesome places to eat because I am a chef originally, and that's what I worked as a qualified chef for 8 years. So, and on top of that, I'm just a natural foodie, so I love to eat.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to find all the good spots to eat out around here and
Yeah, like because now that I have a girlfriend for the past 3 years, mm-hmm. and we go to Vegas, it is kind of like we do our job. Like we're always just somewhere for work or whatever, and then it's like we're gonna go out to a nice dinner, and then it's like, well, why would we go out to the club and get fucked up when we could
and
just
feel like shit for 3 days
and just have sex and just go to bed and then wake up early and do something
and
else?
Feel good,
you know,
it's and just, eat some yummy food.
When I was younger, it was more like if it would, I would get stressed out because I would be on a BMX trip to England for a week and I would know that I was gonna get drunk every night.
Yeah,
and it's that was what would like give me anxiety about it because I would just know that.
Would
I
you feel pressured?
Yes.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Sort of like a social thing.
Because it's like if you don't go out every night, then you're a fucking weirdo, and you're not really taking advantage of why you're there.
Yeah, and that's how I somewhat feel that here. Like even my mom is measuring like you got to take advantage. You know, make the most of why you're here, Jamie. You're probably not. You know, as I discussed, my house will be finished soon, so. When I start adopting these dogs, I'm probably not going to come to America for a little while. So mum was like, make the most of it, Jen, really. So I do feel like part of me is just like, yeah, you need to really take advantage of the time that you're here and do as much as you can. But then the lazy older side of me is just like, just chill.
But there's also like, if it's just you have to make a choice about if you want to basically embrace the morning or embrace the night. Because if you want to wake up at 7 or 8 in the morning mm-hmm. and be able to have this super full day where you're taking in the sun and going around, going to different shops, like when you're traveling.
Yeah.
And just doing all this kind of cool stuff. Well, for me at least at 35, like by the time like midnight rolls around, I'm definitely thinking like, oh, I'm going to bed soon. Not like I'm going to go out to the club
midnight,
till
I'm
4
like
in the morning.
10 p.m.
Ooh, see, yeah, I haven't got to that point yet.
Good on you.
This is honestly probably good though, because probably like we're like dispelling myths about what like your favorite Instagram baddie is actually like. Because people.
Who is your girlfriend?
I mean, you probably offer a lot of them, is what I'm saying.
Offer them, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like for them. They probably think like, oh, I gotta stay up till 4 in the morning if I want to impress these hot Australian girls. And you're like, nope.
No, just sit your ass in bed and stay home. Right?
I mean, that's what is fucked up is like if you go to the club, there's a million hot girls in the club, but don't you think that most of them probably just want to be at home in bed with a nice guy, eating Ben and Jerry's?
I mean, but that's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to find someone to eat ice cream with at the club.
Fuck knows why you would think you'd find them at the club, but I mean, everyone meets different. People in different ways, for sure. I'm not gonna, but for me personally, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't go clubbing.
You don't go clubbing at all.
Mm-mm. I don't drink
at all.
No, Adam, I'm so boring.
Love it though. That's great. You remind me of myself because I've just like fully just changed so much the past few years.
I was gonna say, aren't you a party boy?
Nah, actually, I love it though because I can kind of like make my story look like I'm a party boy because you're gonna see on my story tonight, like me with a couple of like half naked girls. It's gonna seem like I was wilding out, but in reality, I just scheduled a little 45 minute filming scene and boom, I'm back on the couch rolling weed and watching YouTube.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I saw congrats on your magazine cover though. That
Thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Oh man, that was such a crazy thing to go through.
Yeah.
I mean,
wasn't it an experience?
It was an experience. It was a weird experience to realize what being a model is like because when I'm getting ready to do 3 interviews in a day, my brain's going crazy because I'm trying to like figure out what I want to talk about, what's going to be interesting, et cetera. And that's mm-hmm. such a mental thing. And then mm-hmm. you go to be a model and it's like you literally just stand there and it's like it's difficult.
Are you saying so it's not difficult?
No, it is difficult because you have to stand in like uncomfortable, weird positions for such long periods of time. And what my girl was comparing it to, she's like, it's like working out, but you don't actually
it's like
do
a pose.
You don't do the motion,
your
but you're standing in such a weird position that your fucking body starts to hurt. And then you're just so exhausted by the end of it. It's like, I would have never guessed that it was that taxing.
Yeah, no, it's the proper, like legit photo shoots are like, You get like hungry after and you're like exhausted and you're like, why? What have I been doing? And then it's like, it's kind of hard work. But I am a chef and I work like, I did an apprenticeship. I like work like very fucking physical, long hours, like 14 hour shifts, 7 days a week. So I know what physical hard work feels like. And then I kind of went from that to sort of modeling or entrepreneurship or whatever it is that you want to categorize what I do. But I know what physical hard work feels like, so I'm going to say modeling ain't that hard, but you're kind of just like, you have to focus for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a whole thing. My girl doesn't do that many like photo shoots like that. Let's table that for 1 second. We're going to talk more about your early life. I just want to send a huge, huge sponsor shout out to our boys over at BlueChew.com. Head on over to BlueChew.com, use promo code Adam22. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. If you want to last longer, go extra rounds, and impress the lady of your choosing, then BlueChew.com can help you out. If you head on over to the site, they actually have physicians that will work with you to figure out the dosage and the active ingredients that are best for you. This is stuff that is just as powerful as the stuff that you can get, you know, wherever, you know, the good stuff. I don't think I'm supposed to say brand names, but it's the good stuff, basically, is what I'm saying. Stuff is powerful. So the reason why they have you go to the physician or whatever is because they want to make sure that they get you the correct amount and that everything is good. But it's delivered to you in discreet packaging, so there's no need to be embarrassed or anything like that. And they are chewable gummies, so it's not like you even have to swallow some weird-ass horse pill. Anyway, BlueChew.com, it gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Head on over to BlueChew.com and use promo code Adam22 because it also helps support the podcast, which is a very, very big deal. Jen Wolfie, if you want some Blue Chew, we can definitely hook you up. I don't know what.
I don't need it.
No, you don't need it? There's no guy in your life that might need it?
Mm-mm. But my ex did. My ex didn't need it. We got like that. I don't know if you have it here. It's called Hippie Herb. I think it's an Australian company. But it's like all natural stuff that you can take for that
really?
Situation. And it fucking works.
If you want to give us some information, the address of your ex-boyfriend, then we could definitely send him a free promotional package from BlueChew.com if he uses promo code Adam22. Wow, that's crazy. He had a real issue with that?
I just called him out. Oh, well, he won't see this.
Yeah, you don't think? Okay, so talk about, like, you're in, like, what were you like in high school? What was the personality type?
I was the naughtiest child. I got suspended from a few schools. Like, so I hated school. School to me was jail.
As opposed to your current lifestyle of being super boring, you were super lit when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah, I was, like, the class clown. I was, like, I was the one, like, organizing the parties at school, and I would just be, I would fuck around so much, and I would be at the principal's office all the time, and... because I didn't enjoy school. I loved going there to, like, hang out with my friends, and it was, like, one big just, like, kind of joke to me. I didn't take school very seriously, although I did well in the end.
You did do well, though?
I did well. You were one of those kids. I graduated, and I got, like, awards at the end, but it was kind of like a turnaround. It was like, oh, what happened with her? Like, she used to be a psycho.
Psycho?
Well, I did some things.
Like, how bad are we talking, though? You join a gang?
When I was,
like...
really young, I cut a girl's ponytail off.
That's so fucked up. Which, how old are we talking?
Off very young, like 8.
Wow.
And then I got, like, married at school and had, like, the whole school came to the wedding, which
at
was just
school?
Like, it was just like a ring made out of, like, grass.
You can just do that? You can just get married
no,
in school?
No, you can't, because then, like, I got in a lot of trouble for that.
For getting fake married at school?
Yeah, because you got, like, every student in the whole school came to it.
You know that kids at American schools are, like, beating and robbing and shooting and stabbing and stuff, and you're out
it's
here getting
like
in trouble for staging a wedding?
Yeah, it's like... Let's spread the love. And they're like, no. And then they, like, asked me to leave. And then I made, in the next school I went to, I made one of the teachers quit because I made the whole class go on strike.
On strike?
Yeah.
What was she doing that you were
so
offended by?
She was a psych. She herself was crazy and she used, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go on to that. I'm going to call her out.
She was crazy.
Well,
and
yeah, like our teachers that we had, none of the teachers at that school, like, stayed long because it was just a badly run school. And then at my high school, I had a lot of anger when I was younger, so I used to, like, write, like, cunt. I don't know, you have to beat that out.
No, it's great. We love cunt.
I don't want you to get demonetized by YouTube.
No, cunt is excellent. Okay. We're definitely deep enough that we can say
cunt.
Cunt
in Australia is, like, everyone uses that word.
No,
you don't
I know.
Use it here. Like, we use it, like, in a nice way. We're like, oh, you're a good cunt.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the way that the Australians and a lot of English people say it in a similar way.
Yeah.
And that's a big way that you can tell if you can trust the person you're talking to. Because if you say cunt and the person next is super offended, then you're like, oh.
Yeah, in America, some people
go to
get
Perth.
Really... Yeah, you need to relax. Like, yeah.
Come to Perth. Yeah. We'll say cunt all goddamn day. Yeah.
Literally. And it's, like, a nice thing. Or, it's just chill.
But isn't that, like, fucked up to think that, like, YouTube is probably hella hard on people for saying that word because in America it's considered so offensive,
yeah.
But then meanwhile in Australia it's not.
Yeah, it's because I don't know, Americans
We're
take
pussies.
Things very seriously.
Yeah.
In Australia we don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. No.
We're very laid back. But anyway, back to me being a psycho. Graffitiing on, like, lockers and just, I don't know, just causing a ruckus. But in the end, I came out good.
Uh-huh.
Graduated, went to college for cooker, like, to become a chef.
Uh-huh.
And then did that. Until I hated it.
How long did you do that for? Like, how long did
I worked as a qualified chef for, altogether about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then sort of social media kind of just took over and I wasn't sort of expecting it. And I ran my own catering company for quite a few years until it got to the point where, like, I couldn't ignore the following that I had, and it would have been an opportunity missed if I hadn't really taken advantage of the following that I had and really maximized that through
But so you were Instagram. Not planning on being a model or doing anything like that? You were just living like a regular life doing this catering?
Catering. Yeah, I worked as, I cooked like healthy meals because I'm really into fitness, and so everyone at my gym knew I was a chef, and they'd be like, oh, can you cook me this? Like, I need to do my meal prep for the week. And I'd have, like, in the end, I was cooking like 100 meals by myself for people every week.
Whoa.
And then I started writing recipe books and, e-books. And I'd sell them online along with like workouts to go with them.
And you weren't even posting photos like in your bikini or anything at this time? Or was that kind of how you were marketing it?
It was more just like fitness stuff. So it was a lot of workout videos, and I sort of got my, around that time, I got my first like minor, very, very minor sponsorship through like health and fitness brands. And so I sort of had the chefing sort of overlapped by having the e-books, the recipe books, the workouts, and then sort of social media sponsorships sort of grew over that. And then I still to this day sell my recipes and my workouts, but there's obviously way more opportunity that I took advantage of.
Did you always feel like the hot girl your whole life, or did this happen later?
Well, working as a chef, I only had gross, ugly men in the kitchen. Like,
I don't imagine.
I was the girl that was. I always had like full face of makeup done. My hair was always nice, and then you know, I'm in my chef jacket, so I'm fully covered. But like, yeah, I used to cop a lot of shit.
Because we don't really imagine that many chefs being as pretty as you. I'm gonna be totally honest. It's just it's not a job where you really need to look good at all.
No.
Right.
But I wasn't about my looks either at the time. I'm very good at what I do in regards to cooking, and I also, I was it was embedded in my head by my parents that, you know, looks don't matter at all, and you need to make, you need to become a chef, because I was always cooking for my family since such a young age, and my auntie's an extremely talented chef, so they could see that, and they were like, that's sort of the path that you're going to go down. And I was like, I did it until I was like 25, and I was like, nah, fuck that.
Right, that reminds me of my girl too, because she totally like never thought of herself as being hot until way later in life.
Beautiful.
You're a fan?
She's so stunning, like I can't even get over it.
Wow.
Everything about her from head to toe. I want to meet her. Where is she?
She's actually probably at our house.
Okay, so what's up for me?
A few miles from here. But if you want to stop by and say hi, let me know. Maybe she'll come to the basketball thing tomorrow that we're
that'd be
doing.
So cool. And can we get some food?
Food. She just immediately go to that too.
Can we get food? Well, there's like so many places that I haven't eaten at. I was like, you know what would be cool, doing like a mukbang?
There you go. Oh, I bet she would love that idea.
I've never had like Popeyes before.
We need those chicken sandwiches, God, right?
Chick-fil-A, I haven't had that.
Me, you, and her eating the chicken sandwiches.
That's a whole thing.
That's a viral thing right now, yeah, for sure. Even just Chick-fil-A sandwiches too. I mean, that would go crazy.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. I haven't really had like a fresh
Popeyes chicken sandwich yet.
What? Wow.
Can we just get like a whole spread of food, like Uber Eats where you at?
We just need, but the problem is though, is like you get Taco Bell, it's like you either eat that Taco Bell pretty quick or it's
or
not really
shit.
The same Taco Bell 20
and
minutes
what about,
later.
Yeah. Probably the same for Popeyes too, right? Like anything that's like fried, you need to eat it straight away.
Yeah. Mm. Are you a Nando's head?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
No, it is. Definitely. We were talking. I was interviewing Young Thug.
There's something in it. I don't know what they put in it.
Young Thug said that he only eats Nando's when he's in England.
He knows what's up.
Yeah. You know, it was originally called Chicken Land.
Since when?
It was originally called that back in like the, what was it, 1891?
Fernando Duarte.
Oh, you know your facts.
Yeah, it was named after, it was named by Fernando Duarte because his son was also named Fernando and he called it Nando's.
He's Portuguese.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Chicken Land. I kind of wish they had kept that name. You know, because that's a
chicken land. I went chicken to land. Nando's once and they said, we run out of chicken. I'm like, that's all you fucking do. How do you run out of chicken?
What do you get when you go there?
I get the quarter with like extra hot.
Okay.
With the peri peri chips, just like extra hot.
we learned when we were out there that the thighs are kind of the
yeah,
move.
And you know what? Australia Nando's, because the UK, no other Nando's do this, but Australian Nando's do ribs. Because when I went to UK Nando's, I was like, I'll get the ribs, and they're like, we don't have ribs, and I was like, what?
Wow.
That's the best part.
I've spent so much time reading about Nando's and how they don't advertise and how they just they have like such an insanely loyal following. Yeah.
They don't need to because I think they put something in their sauce that
it's
makes
so
it
beloved. There's a Nando's black card.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have it?
No.
Me neither.
I don't get, you know what? I don't jump on, I really don't take advantage of any kind of like loyalty systems. Like I don't even have points and I fly business class everywhere and yeah, I don't even like use same. My points. And I'm like, I'm stupid like that.
Like I've been traveling a lot for like, you know, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never did it. I'll probably have so many goddamn
is
free flights built
up. I watch a lot of your interviews because I'm a big fan. Wow. And I saw well. That you said the other day that you like only just recently have you started booking your own flights. And maybe that's why, because you didn't have points because everyone was booking them for you and taking those points.
But I don't think you can take the points for yourself when you book somebody else's
flight,
right? Oh,
yeah, no,
right?
It needs to be on the name. No, you're right. I thought it was who pays for it, but no, it's
I just
name.
Never did it my whole life. And now is actually like, I can book my own flights, but it's just usually I got too much shit going on and I'll just have somebody, one of my employees do it. Because I assume that they're going to be
mean,
able to find
a team, you might as well.
They're going to find a better deal or be able to figure something out better than whatever the hell I'm going to figure out. But I still don't know how to put in my own TSA pre-check thing.
Oh, I don't know what that is. We don't have that in Australia.
You don't? It's like you get to like not take your shoes off and you get to go through like
what?
A shorter line and shit. It's basically like you have
how
to go.
How do they know that you're not like,
you go,
got shit on you?
You go in beforehand and like you do like an extra security clearance thing. So I think if you had like killed somebody, then maybe you couldn't do it.
And that lasts like a long period of time?
I think it lasts like at least like a year or two where you don't, you get to go through these different lines and like it's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, I know that it makes you go through quicker. That's all I know.
But I don't do the lounge thing. Some people are all about the lounges. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to be in there that long.
Is okay, yeah. Well, since I've been booking business class, I have been taking advantage of their lounge. Of
how is that?
Because they're like massive buffets, and I'm about
see that's
food.
The problem too is that when I'm going there, I'm usually trying to not stuff my face full of fucking chocolate before I get on the
and
flight.
And then you're like constantly going to the toilet. Okay.
Oh,
smart.
Man.
I'm just trying to take advantage of free shit. Well, it's not free. Yeah. You fucking pay for it.
No, but I mean, it's like that's their way of like giving back stuff to people who actually pay enough attention to actually bother to use the codes or whatever the fuck it is that you,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The miles. Okay, so okay, we got to get back on track here.
Yeah.
When you,
you we're just boring everyone to death about.
So you're killing it as a cook,
right?
Did you have any level of, I don't know if I want to be a hot girl for a living, if I want to be half naked, you know?
Yeah, I guess in the very when I was a bit younger, maybe like 19 or 20, I didn't look at girls who did that and think, oh yeah, I want to be that. I kind of looked at them like, oh, I couldn't. And wouldn't do that. I don't know.
The world, the way the world looks at hot girls who like are on Instagram has changed so much. That like 9 years ago, that was really kind of looked down upon.
Yeah,
in like
for
a way.
Massively. Even just my workout videos where I'd be squatting in just normal leggings and not showing anything. It was definitely like everyone's like, "What are you doing?
Yeah,
are you trying to make? Are you trying to piss people off? What are you doing?"
Now girls who have normal careers, it's like not out of the ordinary at all for them to just be posting like hot pics in their bikini or whatever.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should definitely be empowering women to feel comfortable enough to do that and not bringing them down for feeling confident in their own skin. Especially a lot of these girls, including myself, I wouldn't even go to the beach until I was about 18 years old.
Really?
I wouldn't wear a bikini around anyone. Even when I was 18, I went to the beach, I'd be fully clothed. Like, I just hated my body and I hated the reaction it got from men and women. Just constantly girls coming up to me, "Are your tits real? Who did your tits?" Well, they're real. But, like, everyone just constantly just asking me questions about my body and I hated that. So I'd, like, never show it. But obviously I got over that.
So you had the problem of, like, you know, a lot of girls are, like, out of shape or whatever and they get negative feedback. You had the problem of being, like, kind of getting too much positive attention for it and you really didn't like it?
Yeah, I didn't. Don't know if I saw it as positive because I was just like, oh, I don't want to be constantly just like looked at and stared at. But in public when I was younger, for sure, it was hard for me to deal with then. But I got over that, and I thought that it's actually like a beautiful thing to embrace your body. And I have natural curves, and I sort of ran with the message that women should embrace their body in their natural state. Not that there's anything wrong with enhancing the way you look through surgeries. I don't have anything against her. I just think that there's a lot of pressure for women to do that. So I like to send the message that you don't have to do that. A lot of men and women appreciate natural bodies, and it's a lot less painful.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, you, at a certain point, did you feel like you were just trying to do stuff with your life that didn't have anything to do with your body, but you just couldn't help it, that, like, you looked away, that, like, people are just going to continue to treat you that way or acknowledge you as this, like, inherently attractive sexual being, and you were just so uncomfortable with it?
I began to accept it and, like it at some point.
When did that start to kick in?
Accepted and liked it at some point to be able to sort of post. I did remember someone saying to me, you've kind of gone from one extreme, from a girl I used to know that would wear like I don't know what you call them here, we call them rashes, or like swimwear that goes up to your turtleneck,
right,
to, you know, posting in your bikini, and like, good on you for it. But it's just like, yeah, I definitely did change. I think it was a positive change, because I can finally sort of own who I am and take back some. It's almost like a power thing, like, you know, you're taking back that and just being like, yeah, this is how I look and what, like,
yeah,
and I'm happy with it and I don't want to change, and if there's a way to make money from it, I'm gonna fucking do it.
Did you start going viral at first for doing basketball type stuff?
Yes, and workouts. So Worldstar made me their fitness girl of the week for like a year straight. God bless.
Really?
Yes.
They just, yeah, okay, I see. That's crazy, because that's where I guess I originally remember you from, but I didn't know that they were just choosing to do that over and over.
Shout
you didn't
Worldstar.
Pay for that? It just happened?
Oh, no, I've never paid Worldstar for anything.
Somebody and there probably had a little crush on you.
Hope so.
Maybe.
I knew Q, like, before he passed, and sort of just got to know him, and that's when they started sharing my stuff, and he wanted me to do some original content for them. And just the other day I did do some original content for them while I'm here.
Really?
But so that's sort of, it was mostly just my workout videos, and then I started doing basketball videos, and they, almost as soon as I'd post a basketball video, I would reshare it within minutes. So right. I was always very appreciative of that. And even just like, if I took like a little selfie video of me in a bikini, which is what I do because I work with Atlantic Records and some other record companies who pay me to put their artist songs on some of my videos. So those ones would automatically almost go to Worldstar as well, because they've obviously got like hot new hip hop on it. So
right. Damn, that's crazy though, because like that's interesting, because I've seen it up close with labels where they have like networks of thousands of Instagram influencers.
And you wouldn't even like know it, because they kind of subtly do it in a way, and a lot of people don't know that's one of the sort of collaborations that I do through Instagram. And
how much can you get paid doing something like that?
Do you mean like per post or just in general? Like,
yeah, per post.
Over a year
per post.
It's not a lot, because I do bundles. So like bundles of like 20 videos at a time. So my rates definitely do go down for that. But my rates for other things, such as, because I'm a Bang athlete.
Oh, you do the Bang energy thing.
I definitely, yeah, I rep Bang. I love them. And so they pay extremely well in comparison. So
that's what I keep hearing, because, man, I said something to somebody about being a Bang energy.
Were you like pulling the piss out of them?
I was just kind of giving him a hard time. I'm like, oh, you and your fucking Bang energy check. And he's like, you would have done it too. Like, for that Bang energy check, man. And I'm like, wow, I guess they are paying good.
He needs to relax.
He was like,
who is it? Do I know who they would be?
I shall not clout him up. But he was just like a little too enthusiastic about Bang. Follow the CEO. They always make you put that in the caption, right?
We have to, yeah.
I always see it. Funny. I tried to hit up the CEO because I'm like, yo, I'm trying to see what the Bang bus is all about, and he didn't hit me back. Maybe he doesn't know who I am.
I adore working with Bang. Like, they're just great to work with, and I won't go too much into that because we're not really allowed to like disclose anything. But
really? Well, because it's probably owned like by some prince or something.
Well, it's just like we're under contract with them, and it's a very thorough contract that I have like lawyers to read over and stuff. So
yeah, well, you know, what's crazy for me is that it's like when you talk about brand deals, it's like we advertise random as like whoever would give us money companies for all these years, and now we got our own thing.
That's
and it's
awesome.
It's kind of like that with like the energy drink thing, where it's like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't think I'm starting an energy drink, so if anybody wants to like pay me to like talk about their energy drink, shit.
Yeah, well, you go with, yeah, so I have my own merch as well, but like, yeah, you've got much more extensive stuff, which is awesome.
It's just the kendamas and the weed. And then I guess we make t-shirts, technically. Nojumper.com.
Don't you do shorts as well.
Oh yeah, shorts, hoodies, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely trying to get deeper into it, more like weed accessories and like, okay, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. Once you have your own sort of brand, because my brand, my company is called Wolfgang Apparel, and so I, yeah. Once you have your own thing, you sort of like, you're like, that's my thing and I want to push that, rather than like focus on other people's brands and like having to do that. But you don't, I mean, you don't have to. You can always just push your own brand if you want to. But there's more money to be made, and I'd be stupid to not take some opportunities.
Hell yeah. You, what other kind of brands do you end up working with? Like, what kind of stuff?
Right now it's just sort of like, yeah, music and bang. And I do like one-offs for maybe like, for example, like sports betting apps, and maybe like some basketball brands, like actual basketball.
Do you
brands.
Get followed by like a million NBA dudes? Like, are those
a couple?
Do they love you?
I don't know. I don't know. Kyrie Irving used to follow me, then he unfollowed me when he got a girlfriend.
Whoa.
Shout out to his girlfriend.
She probably did it for him. She probably fucking grabbed his phone and just started unfollowing people. My girl, whenever she gets unfollowed by somebody, she says that she's just some.
Oh, she knows.
She assumes it's like the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't hold anything against them for that. Like, it. At the end of the day, if you're in a relationship, you should prioritize what makes your girlfriend happy. I don't think it's probably an insecurity thing. But I don't care about that. Who else used to follow me? I don't know. Yeah, a couple of NBA boys.
I don't know if I got any good NBA ones. I got a few good UFC and NFL follows now.
See, I wouldn't even know. I mean, I like UFC, but I don't know any NFL players.
Yeah, usually I end up having to do some Googling to figure out who they are at first.
You're like, oh, this person.
And then I'll hit them up like, OBJ, what's up? Big fan.
Yeah,
I'm gonna... just lying. When I do get my OBJ podcast, bring this back up and just be like, look how fake Adam is. He didn't know who the fuck he was, but now I'm very educated. Look at me, I'm so smart. So have you, this is one thing I feel like I've noticed, is like over the years with your Instagram that you've like steadily gotten a little bit more comfortable doing like more and more sexual type stuff. Like, I don't feel like you were painting basketballs on your butt cheeks and stuff at one point, and now that's kind of that kind of stuff goes down.
Yes and no, because Instagram have for sure become way more strict with what's allowed on there.
Wow.
So this past year, I haven't really been able to. And that's sort of why I started OnlyFans, is because a lot was getting taken down off. And it wasn't even like, I would never post anything that's like close to nudity.
Right.
I'd be always covering everything. And even bikini videos get taken down now. And
taken down? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I get content
taken down probably weekly on Instagram. So
that's crazy.
So that's kind of why I headed towards OnlyFans. And, yeah, I guess over the years, like you said, I definitely have been more comfortable with being more sexually expressive, I guess. Even though that's not like truly who I am.
You don't.
It's my Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's how you feel, is like that you are putting yourself out there as like a more sexualized version, when that's not really like a definitive element of your personality?
Not right now, no. Definitely. I definitely used to be more sexual than I am now, but.
Used to be more? Why? Like, were you with somebody that brought it out of you or something?
I would see guys. I mean, yeah, obviously, like, being in relationships, and when I have been, I'm a very sexual person because I want to, like, be with them.
Mm.
But, and then, like, since relationships, I guess when you see guys, that's what you want to do. But I've been, like, steadily single recently, and so, like, that's not a priority or important to me right now.
Right.
And it doesn't excite me or make me happy to, like, do that right now. I'm just, like, really focused on my career and my job and my family and building a house and furthering my business. So
that's dope.
So yeah, in a way, I'm not trying to be like, oh, it's like, that's a fake gem. It's definitely like a part of me,
right?
And it's still there, and I've always been somewhat of a sexual person. Otherwise, like, how could I, you know, put that image out there if I wasn't at all? But it's definitely not like a priority to me right now.
How far do you go on the OnlyFans?
I don't do nudity, if that's what you mean.
See, at least you're straight up about it, because I've interviewed multiple girls in the past couple of weeks who have been like...
I saw the Jenna one.
Right. I don't know. My OnlyFans, it might have nudity. I'm not going to tell you. It's like, stop. I know you're lying. Stop trying to bait these poor fucks into... Yeah.
There's definitely... Like, there's just going to be... You're going to see way more on my OnlyFans than you will on Instagram, because I physically cannot post... that content on Instagram anymore. So I post lots of videos on there, and I don't post as many videos on Instagram, and I interact with my fans on there. So you will get more, but I haven't done nudity.
Do you feel like it's weird with OnlyFans because it sort of has that image of being like a porn site, even though that's not what you're doing on it?
A little bit, yes, because when people Google it, and they're like, oh, that's what she does.
Because it took
me. I don't really care what people think, but it's just like when friends and family be like, oh, I'm going to Google OnlyFans because Jem keeps going on about it. And then they see it's like, oh, it's a porn site. And I'm just like, I don't do that, but.
Because there was a girl that we met. She came with some rappers or some shit. Mm-hmm. And we're all just looking at her like, oh, my God, she's so hot. And then somebody figured out her Instagram. And they're like, oh, my God, she has the OnlyFans. And we're like, we're like, oh, like, oh, my God. Like, we could pay 10 bucks and see her naked.
Oh.
And then we realized that actually, even if you spent the 10 bucks, she was not naked. She was just like kind of poking her booty out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Which is there's like a lot of girls. Did it make me sad?
Or like in general, does that make guys really disappointed?
No, I wasn't disappointed. Because I mean, what the fuck do I know? I don't know this girl from a hole in the wall. But I guess I was just like surprised. I'm like, oh, so she's not a porn star, but she has an OnlyFans. She's a fucking genius.
Well, I'll just swallow my eyes. I've got a lot of my friends that are fully into fitness onto OnlyFans, and they just post like extra content that's workout videos on there. And like people are freaking paying for that and paying like triple what I charge, and they're paying for like more workout videos. So it's just like OnlyFans is a platform for anyone who believes that their content is of quality or of certain value. So it's not just for that, but definitely people use it for that. And so do Patreon as well and any other of those platforms.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I wonder how I could do with the OnlyFans. I wonder what people would actually want me to do.
I know what they would want.
What, jerk off in the sink?
I wasn't going to say that.
that's more or less what girls are doing.
Do they really like that?
I don't know. That's like what girls do.
You and your girlfriend. Like, would probably, men and women would probably like to see that if that's what you're like willing to do. If not, you still have quality content, and I think your content is of value, and you've got to, people get to a certain point where they go, oh, I'm sick of putting out free content that it takes a lot of time and effort, and I have to pay photographers and videographers for their time. So it's just like, I want to get something back, and I want to, instead of going maybe via YouTube where you're just getting paid for like advertisements and constant adverts put through your video, you just get directly from your fans.
No, yeah, it definitely makes a lot of sense, especially like, just like that's what I really want to do is just create something for people who it's not on YouTube, but you get to see our interviews like the second that we do them, and then maybe it doesn't come out on YouTube for a couple of days.
I thought somehow you had something live.
We used to do live. Yeah.
Oh, you used to. Okay,
but the problem is with live is that you just don't get any fucking, like, you don't make any money while you're live.
Is that because YouTube don't put ads on them? Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And then also, if you put it up and then make it live later, you actually have time where you could potentially have it flagged, get it reviewed.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it goes live, you're making money off it. If you do it live, you don't make any money. And then by the time it's done, it's like, oh, this needs to be requested. And then you request it and you wait 24 hours or whatever. And maybe it gets monetized. Maybe it doesn't. But either way, I mean, I've had a lot of videos where we got millions of views and we did it live and we didn't make shit off of it.
Oh, that sucks. So no wonder you don't do lives anymore.
Because it's like, it makes a difference for us.
Right? Like for in case like something goes down.
Well, that is a good point. But then also, like, doing it live is kind of the amazing part. Because, like, when Boom passed out and smashed his face on the wall.
Fuck, that was the best interview ever.
You know, that.
And then, like, you've got some absolute bangers of interviews. Like, the Selena Powell one.
You like her?
I just like the interview. The way that you... Oh, my God. Because she's
doing
that
everything that you could not bring yourself to do as a woman.
Yeah, but I just think her and some other girls that you've had on your podcast need to maybe, or they don't need to, they can do whatever they want, but I feel like they should humble themselves a little bit, and I don't really like when people come on podcasts and just brag about, oh, my house is bigger than Chris Brown's house, and girls who rent need to fucking step their game. I was like, there's nothing wrong with renting, hon, even though I own my own house, I'm not going to shit on girls that rent, like, fucking chill. And then also the way that Selena Power just, like, I think that's her whole thing, though, is, like, because she drags rappers and name drops it left, right, and center. Like, that's her whole thing. But it's kind of sad to, like, identify as just that. And, like, come on, there's got to be, like, more to you. I'm sure she's got brains, and I'm sure she's got more to herself than just...
My hopes for Selena is that she has been so unhinged and just acting crazy as fuck mm-hmm. for the past few years, but she like allegedly is on Love and Hip Hop in an upcoming season and stuff like that. And I really just hope that she can kind of like get her shit together and manage to like be an entertaining person on camera without always. She is entertaining. People really like her shit. And it's like, I think to a certain extent, it's like, yeah, you're getting like a shitload of views or whatever because you're talking crazy about academics or Trey Songz or whoever. But like, if she kind of figured out what she wanted to be on camera, I could imagine her, like, she wants to do like a show on No Jumper or whatever. I'm like, maybe you could just keep coming on the podcast from time to time, but without creating like an actual show.
What do you mean? She wants to have her own show on No
I guess
Jumper.
Me and her talking on
I mean,
No
it
Jumper
would do well. It would do really well, but
yeah.
Yeah, you got to talk about maybe something other than just like, I don't know.
I actually have
She's got to get in trouble one day by like someone's got to sue her or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised that doesn't happen yet. I actually have a guy that I think you would really like.
Me?
Yeah. Aaron Carter? No?
Drink
what? I feel like you and him would be great together, no?
I'm fucking offended.
Why?
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm so offended.
I'm a big Aaron Carter fan. I don't know.
I'm not saying like, anyway.
You don't think that would be a good match? Okay, fine. I guess we just learned a little bit about you.
I mean, his girlfriend's Jenna. And
not anymore.
The fact that she just, that was like 3 days ago.
They broke
ago.
Up like 2 days after we did that interview.
Because he was finding out all this shit about, he was like, I didn't know you dated this person. I didn't know you dated Soulja Boy, Lil Wayne, all these. And the fact that she identifies it, like you even said like, that's your whole thing. It's like, I know of you because of Soulja Boy. I just don't know about just identifying yourself because you've been with these rappers or that's your whole thing.
But I wouldn't even know who she was if it wasn't for the fact that she dated Soulja Boy in 2013. And I feel like most people, that's like they would agree with it. So it's kind of like, what else am I going to talk to her about?
Yeah,
you know?
Fair enough. Yeah.
You never dated a famous guy?
I've talked to famous guys and I definitely...
You're too humble. You're too humble for your own
I'm not going to just like, you're like, I want to get the dirt. And I'm just like, I can't, sorry. I could get as messy as Selena right now, but I just wouldn't
really?
Do that.
But things you haven't really done, more just like stuff guys have said to you or something, or?
Not done. I haven't said. Like, but that's the thing. Like, I don't like name dropping. I don't think it's fair on that person as well. It's just like what we had was private and. It should remain that way.
I totally agree. Like, I feel like there's no reason, unless it's like a porn star or somebody who's super open about
their
sex
like
life.
Their whole thing on public
there's platforms. No reason for you to ever like air somebody out because all that stuff is private until it's public, you know. And it's kind of like lame to make it public
for
when it shouldn't be, you know.
100%. That's why. Yeah, I can't give you any tea today, I'm sorry. on men.
Much respect.
But, like, the fact that you... I still can't get over the fact that you said I would be a good match with Aaron Carter. Like. Wait.
But that's what I'm saying. You need that energy. You need somebody to shake shit
all
up.
All he does is just talk shit.
Maybe you
he
need
just
that.
Talks a whole lot of shit, and I hate people who just sit there and just wait. Or he sounds like all his whole... No, I'm not shitting on him as a person. But he just sounds like he just needs to really, like, justify himself to everyone and just be like, validate me, like, I did this and I got that and I've sold however million records I've sold and I, like, this is my girlfriend and I dated this person. Or I don't know, he wouldn't make it in Australia one fucking day.
You don't think? You get knocked out by some Aborigines guy? sort of swing on him?
We got bogans in Australia that would knock him the fuck out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, we don't fuck around. We don't really have celebrities in Australia, as in, like, we have obviously have famous actors, but they all live here. And our celebrities are, like, athletes.
Mm.
No one like him would make it a day.
How about me?
We call out people on their shit. Like, you have to really keep it real in Australia, and no one likes people who brag about things, and that's why I have to be careful in how I come across, too, because I am Australian and I do live there, so I need to make sure I'm not, like, out here just being like, I'm this and I'm that and I'm, like... How you could get away with it in LA, you could flex on everyone here and it's just like, that's just regular schmegular, but
yeah, no, that's so true. Then you go back home and everybody thinks you're a psycho. I feel like this interview is gonna make all the Australians who do fuck with you come out of the woodwork and be like, yo, we support you. Much love.
Oh, I hope so, but even if they don't, I don't care.
I mean, that's my idea at least. And in terms of your love life, are you just not really that concerned with having a boyfriend? Are you concerned and you don't think about the kid thing at all?
I do think about having kids a lot. Matter of fact, it's something that I've wanted I've wanted to be a mother. I know I'm here to be a mother.
Literally. Whether it's... All women.
Yeah. I mean, but no,
biologically, your body is telling you to become a mother.
There are some women that are not maternal at all.
Mm.
Then it's just like they think about kids and they're just like, oh, no, I could never. But like, Selena for Powell. Me...
Quite possibly.
No, doesn't she like want to get pregnant like tomorrow? I don't know.
Probably wants me to get her pregnant.
Yeah, didn't she holler at you during the interview and like your girlfriend was sitting right there?
What was crazy too is that my girl showed up while Selena was there and she just showed up randomly and Selena thought that she was getting set up and she thought my girl was about to fight her, which my girl would never fight anyone ever. Mm. So that was kind of funny. But and my girl thought I was doing something sketchy because when Lena showed up, I was just like, what are you doing here? And she was like, what do you mean? What am I doing here? And she's like, sees like me fucking sitting in the general vicinity of Selena. I'm like, not like that. I just thought you were going to tell me before you came here.
That's funny.
Yeah. So Selena Powell could have potentially ruined our relationship. That would have been a real good story.
I doubt someone like her could come between you guys. What you have is awesome.
She's tight. But yeah, I wasn't really all that pressed about getting in with Selena.
Why would you want to?
I don't know, guys.
Just to say that you did.
Guys, most guys, and I used to be like this too, so I can speak on this. Most guys will gladly ruin an incredible, powerful bond with a woman who treats them like gold and does everything for them to just fuck some random girl.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's
right. Just guy stuff.
And that's the segue to your next question. Why are you single?
Yeah, here you go. After having said all that.
Right there. No, I'm absolutely like not looking for a relationship right now. However, I do want children at some point and I'm not necessarily relying on a man. Oh, sorry. Relying on a partner for that.
So you are very comfortable with the idea of getting inseminated?
Yeah, 100%. If that's what it comes to, obviously that's not my first choice, and I don't think that's anyone's really first choice. Everyone wants to do it in the natural way, but I'm not going to sit around and rely on having a boyfriend and just settling for that when I get to the age where it's just like not going to be an opportunity.
Do you feel like you would be more likely to find somebody that you could get married to or be with for a long time in LA or Australia?
In LA, but I would like to be around my family until they're, you know, until they're no longer around, like my parents. Until then, I don't see myself moving away from Perth. So, like, finding a man to marry is not a priority to me when I want to, like, look after my parents till they're
Are your
die.
Parents old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like nearly my dad's nearly 70.
So you have to kind of, like, take care of them and stuff?
Not now, but, no, they're fine now. But, like, I plan on doing that when they're a little bit older. So I don't want to really, like, just up and leave and move to LA and find a man. Like, that's not... something I care too much about. I don't need to do that right now. Plus, I need to be looking after the dogs that I'm going to get.
Respect to the dog, the dog lifestyle, yeah.
Well, all of the proceeds from my merch. Which
oh, shit. Look at this. Just all of a sudden, merch appears out of nowhere. Oh, Wolfgang.
All the proceeds go to animal rescue charities.
Right.
All around, not just Australia, but in America as well.
Uh-huh.
So I help how I can now, but then like I'll physically be helping when I have a house to help them with. I live in an apartment now, so.
Uh-huh. Is it eternally confusing that you're Jem as opposed to Jen? Does everybody call you Jen?
In America, people hear Jen when I be like at Starbucks and stuff. They just write down Jen and I'm like.
Jem.
Jem with
it's
an Jem. M.
Stupid fuck. It's Jem.
I don't really care. I'm used to people like. People think my name's Gemma, but my full name is Jemima.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You're a Jemima.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Which is apparently like a traditional African-American like woman's name.
Well, we think of Aunt Jemima, which is...
Yeah,
the,
I know.
Yeah.
And I've been told the whole story on that. So I was like, yeah. Oh, interesting. I'm wow. Like the opposite of that. But yeah. Actually, no, I'm not because I'm a chef.
Yo, it would have been so good if your Instagram name was Aunt Jemima. A white girl who had the name Aunt Jemima would be like the most fucking hilarious thing. That would have been so viral. People would have been so weirded out by it.
But only in America because like no one knows of what that's in. In Australia, it's like something else that's not that funny.
Yeah, no, totally. That's definitely our thing. I might get some Aunt Jemima's on the way home and just fucking spruce up whatever I end up eating. Man, that shit is so bad for you. Fuck. I feel like we just found out the banger of the interview is that your actual name is Jemima. I wish I had got to that earlier.
I exposed myself.
But it's just an American thing.
Yeah. No one else is going to be able to relate to that anywhere else in the world.
I'm going
to
take a picture with you and have that as the caption, Aunt Jemima.
Oh my god.
And
I'm not even an aunt. I really want to be an aunt more than I want to be a mother, to be fair. But so then I can really be Aunt Jemima.
Do you have any brothers or sisters who are currently reproducing?
My brother is married, and I hope that he will probably reproduce in the next year or two.
Then you can be an aunt.
Then I really will be an aunt, but...
That was going to be amazing.
And now I'm just chilling.
Wow.
You can't get over that, huh?
No, that's an iconic name in the culture. That'd be like if I found out your name was Popeye.
God.
I mean, you know, it's like there's such a strong like cultural association with it that it's like hard for us to think about anything else, at least at first.
Is it like weird because I'm white?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Aunt Jemima is like one of the most legendary black women of all time.
Yeah. So I've read.
I'm actually going to go Google her some more. Just like Nando's. Yeah. One time I was in Australia and I was eating breakfast somewhere besides Nando's, and I just spent the whole entire
breakfast at Nando's.
No, yeah, exactly. I was just eating breakfast, but I was Googling Nando's and reading the entire Wikipedia article. I'm reading some random article. I was just going crazy. I learned so much that day. And I'm going to do the same thing for Aunt Jemima after this. Leave your favorite Aunt Jemima fact down below in the chat. Jem Wolfie, you got anything you want the people out there to know about?
I have an exclusive that I haven't told anyone, but I don't know when this is going to be coming out.
Probably about a week.
Okay, then I think this will still be an exclusive then.
Okay.
I have a 2020 calendar coming out.
Wow, really?
Which I've been working on for so long now, so I cannot wait to like be selling that.
What kind of photos did you go for?
It's just like, oh, I can show you, but because it's also just like beachy, like a little bit revealing.
Okay. Because my girl is also doing the calendar thing, and I've
heard... Has she done one before?
No, her first one, and she's been working it over the past couple months, so I, like, saw her doing the photo shoot.
Awesome.
And, like, doing all the stuff to gear up for it and stuff, so
So you know, like, what we got to do for
a little
it.
Bit, just because the calendar thing is kind of, like, that's a big deal. Like, if you're saying, like, yeah, yo, I think people care enough to buy a calendar, yes. that's kind of tight.
It's been in high demand.
Really?
OnlyFans was in high demand, and when that happened, that went crazy. But from there, the only other thing that's been in demand that I haven't done is like a calendar or merch that have me on it. But I'm not that vain. I don't want merch that has my face on it.
No, you're not gonna go that far.
No, I had like a graphic designer do up my Wolfgang logo, and I really associate myself with that rather than just like maybe merch would sell better if it was just like. Bikini photo of me on t-shirt, but like
you should try it out.
Oh, I don't know,
because my girl's
that's,
done
well, that's a whole new level. Like a calendar is one thing, but like putting your face on, like, not no offense if your girlfriend does that.
No,
that's
but
cool,
I mean,
but like,
she's done like cartoons of herself type things.
That's cool.
And then she's done the like actual photos, and then she's also done stuff that just sort of has like her name or whatever.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
It's kind of interesting because
her name, I like her name, and it's like catchy.
Yeah,
but having just like me on a t-shirt, I could.
You're so Australian. You gotta be less humble. You gotta just really start doing
humble.
All the crazy
yeah, get
shit.
Get that LA attitude.
Exactly.
No, I'm Aussie. It's different.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi.
Okay, Jem Wolfie. This has been very good. I feel like you are a very good ambassador for your country.
Thank you. And you know what? I met someone in New York that was from LA who said he knows a lot of Perth girls, or he knows a lot of Australian girls who leave and live in LA and just shit on Australia and be like, oh, couldn't get out of there fast enough.
You're not the
I
one.
Hate I hate Perth. I hate wherever in Australia. And that makes me sad because, I don't know, I love Australia. And every time I come home, I'm just, like, so happy to be home. And I got to represent my country. Like, I'm not saying I'm a representative for the country, but I got to show love. So, yeah, I love Australia.
No, I respect that because, like, I could easily sit here and, like, list off the reasons why I don't want to live in New Hampshire anymore. But
yeah.
At the same time, people watching this, if they're from New Hampshire,
yeah.
That's where I'm from. I fuck with that. Like, that is 100%, like, a huge part of my upbringing and shit.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if I choose not to live there and even if it's not my favorite place to be, it's, you know, that's part of
definitely. You. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask where the name No Jumper came from.
Right. Okay. So the song Gucci Mane, Bricks... Born like an athlete, but got no jumper. It's bricks. That's what he says because, okay, he's balling like an athlete, but he's not an athlete. He's some sort of trapper, criminal, rapper, presumably.
Yeah.
But then
no
it's kind of an elaborate
metaphor.
Also,
you have no jumper.
Right. I am actually terrible at basketball. And then also, but think about it, the song's called Bricks. Yeah. And he's saying all that to lead up to Bricks, because bricking a shot obviously is not scoring it. So it's like, really, when the majority, you know, he's saying Bricks and it's about trafficking cocaine, presumably.
Yes.
It's kind of like interesting that he does, like, he's doing more heavy lifting as a rapper than he normally does right there, because it's like multiple different lines sort of building up this metaphor, which you don't think of that from Gucci.
No, Gucci is a legend.
This is true.
I like the old Gucci, though.
You like the drug addicted Gucci that was fat and out of shape?
Yeah, the fat Gucci.
Losing his mind, walking the streets with guns out and shit, getting arrested.
I don't know. He's like the OG trap.
No, I mean, the music was definitely more engaging when his life was like in constant ruin. But I can't help. I think Gucci has aged better as like a cleaned up adult rapper than the vast majority of rappers.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
You see a different side of Gucci when he gets mad. Like when he started talking about Angela Yee and stuff recently in interviews and stuff. Oh shit, this is that old Gucci. And like, you got to make music with that energy when you're mad as fuck at somebody. A lot of Gucci's best songs were him just angry.
Yeah. He's old stuff. Yeah.
You think that you and Gucci might have a relationship in the near future?
No. He's married.
I know, but you know, nothing lasts forever.
Do you think I'm like the dating rapper type?
Yes. Gucci Mane? Yes.
No.
Fuck.
No.
Sorry, Gucci. I told him I'd ask.
What?
Just kidding.
Oh. I thought you were being serious.
Jem Wolfie, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Get this fucking weed. Go tell your local dispensary that you want the weed. California especially, but everybody, do it. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.